الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, today we will learn the sunnah and manners of wearing shoes. The greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, use shoes in abundance. For as long as man is wearing shoes, it is as if he is riding. That means he feels less tired. Shake out the shoes before you put them on so that if any insect or small stone, etc., may come out if lying in them. Wear the right shoe first, then the left one. Right shoe first, then the left one. When taking them off, take off the left shoe first, and then the right one. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when any of you wears shoes, he should start wearing with the right foot shoe, and when taking them off, he should start taking off the left foot shoe, so that the right foot will be first when wearing and last when taking off. Dear respected viewers, it is stated in the book Nuzhatul Qari, when entering masjid, the ruling is one should place the right foot in the masjid first, and when exiting masjid, he should step out the left foot first. It is difficult to act upon this hadith when entering the masjid. Now, therefore, giving solution to this difficulty, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has stated, when entering masjid, first take out the left foot from the shoe and place it over the shoe. Then take out the right foot from the shoe and place it into the masjid. When coming out, first place the left foot over the shoe outside masjid, and then wear the right foot shoe outside masjid. Then wear the left foot shoe. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, another important ruling one should learn when we are learning sunnahs and manners of wearing shoes, that men should wear masculine shoes whereas women should wear feminine ones. It is stated on page 422 of the 16th part of Bahari Shariat, volume 3, i.e. women should not wear masculine ones. Both men and women are forbidden to adopt each other's style in all such things that show a difference between them. Neither men should adopt feminine style, nor should women adopt masculine style. And another beautiful pearl to learn is, when you sit down, then take off shoes. They will relax your feet. Dear respected viewers, sometimes we've got issues of deprivation, right? Let me give you another Madani pearl. Not turning the shoe right side up, despite seeing it lying upside down, is a cause of deprivation in sustenance. It is stated in the book Daulat-e-Bezawal, if the shoe remains lying upside down for whole night, Shaitan comes and sits on it, and it is the throne of Shaitan. If a used shoe is lying upside down, then turn it right side up. And we pray that, O Allah, grant us ability to wear shoes according to the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. My dear respected viewers, we wear shoes quite a few times on a daily basis, so whenever you wear them, remember this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and manners as explained. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will increase the love of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and inshallah you will earn the rewards in this dunya, and inshallah you will better your hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.